When the ex that you took the rap for could ruin your only chance at freedom, how far would you go to stop him? Chapter 11, Pen Pals, Unholy Schemes. Kelly sat across from Timmy in the visiting room, the man who had once been a part of her life, and now he was threatening to undo everything she had fought for. You know, they're calling you the sacred mother now, and that's quite a gig you've got going on with the Vatican, huh? You've got them fooled. Must feel nice. All that holiness. Timmy is a wiry man in his mid-30s with thinning hair and a scruffy look. His wrinkled clothes and shifty eyes scream opportunist. Always ready to make a quick buck, no matter what the cost. What do you want, Timmy? Kelly says. Well, the whispers about the baby, our baby, how they're parading this immaculate conception story. Real cute, but we both know the truth, don't we? Timmy leaned back, his eyes gleaming, smug with the power he thought he held. You were never a part of it. Stay out of it, Timmy. Yeah, well, if they knew what I knew, they would offer me a pretty penny to keep my mouth shut now, wouldn't they? And I was there, after all. Kelly's mind raced. The Vatican was offering a way out and a chance to be with a daughter in safety. But Timmy's threats could ruin everything.